there a skid row on the road?
If it, yes. I don't know if there's any one particular street, but the closer you get that to downtown, you will see drunks on the street, people lying on the street, this type of thing. Down near that rescue mission on State Street,
yeah,
in that vicinity.
But
if there's a street that is referred to as Skid Row per se, I wouldn't.
All right.
I wouldn't know.
Is Skid Row even used around?
The only time I've ever heard it used as it relates to Davis Avenue,
mm-hmm,
was an article that the local paper did on the need for some urban renewal work in this particular area. And they referred to it as Davis Avenue as Skid Row, but I couldn't refer to it as that because I don't ever see any people lying in doorways and, you know, puking down the curb or whatever.
Is that considered a dangerous area to go to
at night? By some, but I don't think it's any more dangerous than any other area.
What do you call a theater that shows X-rated movies? Does it have to?
A theater that shows X-rated movies. X-rated movies. What is it called?
I know that it will be a real hit one, so you probably just call it by its name.
Yeah, Midtown.
Yeah.
I can't think of.
Would you just call it an X-rated movie theater?
Yeah, I guess so.
But what about the movies that are shown there?
X-rated movies.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, but what about like Skin Flick? You know about Skin Flick?
Yeah, I've heard that, but I can't think of any time I've heard it used in general conversation.
Oh, okay. Then generally people say X-rated
movies.
Okay. All right. Who delivers your mail?
Postman.
Garbage
man, sanitary engineers.
Oh, okay. what do you say a person has if he's able to gain favors from City Hall? What does he have?
Got a brother-in-law anyway.
Yeah, what does he have if he has a brother-in-law?
What does he have in terms of what?
Well, it's like, it's just an expression. He's got a lot of...
A lot of what, pool?
Yeah, pool. Oh. Or would you ever say influence?
Influence, yeah.
How about clout?
Yeah, clout. But mostly pool. Obviously, he's got a lot of pool.
Okay. Now, what do you say if this brother-in-law gets him a job of sorts? In other words, puts him on the payroll, but he's not really working. He still draws a salary from City Hall.
I said that's common practice.
Would you really? I don't think it is here.
You'd be surprised. They just found the county commissioner guilty with his putting all his kin folks on the CETA payroll, or some of his kin folks on about 31 counts.
But were they actually working or not?
Are you kidding? Probably are. Some of the girls they had on the payroll for sexual favors are probably the only ones working. The store, supermarket.
Okay. How about a small one?
Store, again, corner store, grocery store.
What if it was?
I've heard my mother-in-law refer to those corner grocery stores as grab-alls. I don't know.
Grab-alls?
Grab-alls, I don't know.
And
if
she's grabbing all her
I don't know. I think it means that because the prices are so high, so much higher in those stores, they call them.
I have at the chain stores that open early and stay open until midnight or 11
o'clock. Is that a name for them? Convenience stores?
Mm-hmm. Well, would you...
But so many of the supermarkets stay open 24 hours a day, too.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that.
So, I don't...